You're tuned in to Rob and Evan on Native Son DC.
Well, hello and welcome to the Native Son DC podcast. My name is Evan Redman. I'm here at Matthew Yancey's house, the producer with the Mooser. How you doing, Matt?
I'm great. Welcome to my kitchen.
Thank you very much. I just made that up, producer with the Mooser. That makes no sense. It was not made to make any sense. And across town with Corona 57 is Robert Klein. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, boys? Nice to be reunited, even if it's from afar.
Reunited, and it feels so good. We're both are so excited because we're reunited. Hey. It has been a week since we've been off, and like the rest of the planet, we have taken a break. This is the Native Son DC podcast. We're not taking any callers, as far as I know today, because we are not at Radio Fairfax. So the normal number that you would call in is not going to be answered by anybody, so don't call that number. We may have a couple of callers, but we're going to keep that on the DL just because this is kind of a weird day and we're not really sure we want to give that number out for calls. So for all of you who are listening, you know, this is probably after the fact anyway, so let's forget about the calls and get into what's going on in the sports world, which is that everything is canceled except for all the transactions that are happening in the NFL. That is basically where we're at today. This being March 26th to 2020, would be opening day, would it not, Mr. Klein?
It would indeed. It would indeed be opening day.
And so who would the Nationals normally, who would have they played today and where would it have been? Do you know, do you happen
to
know offhand?
They would have been in Queens to play the Mets, or Citi Field to play the Mets. And it probably would have been Jacob deGrom versus either Max Scherzer, pending his health, or Mr. Steven Strasburg, MVP of your World Series last year.
Indeed. Well, that's not happening. There are no fans in Anaheim stadiums. There are no games being played. In fact, there are no sporting events of any kind. Even disc golf has been the disc golf tour has been suspended, which I don't really understand because it's like, you know, 2,000 people in a state park. I'm really not sure how that spreads the coronavirus, but I guess anybody can spread it. But although I will express a little bit of frustration.
Don't they all have to touch the disc?
You know, it's spread like any other virus, as far as I understand. I mean, and I think that there's a lot of still things that are not known, so there's not a lot of people are hesitating to make definitive statements about this virus. I would put it that way.
The simple answer is we simply don't know.
We don't know, but I mean, it's behaved like every other virus. And, you know, and I'm frustrated. If you're hearing the frustration in my voice, it's real, people, because, you know, I'm an hourly employee and I'm also an on-contract employee, depending on which job we're talking about. I have basically two avenues of income, and they both rely on, you know, people spending money that they're not, that they don't necessarily have to spend. And when something like this happens, my you know, income goes in the toilet. Some people are making roughly the same amount of money that they were. You are a guy I feel for more than anybody, though, is because you were making more money than I was, and now it has gone from, you know, a nice chunk of change every month to, you know, now you're filing for unemployment. I mean, does that sound about right?
Yeah. Along with all the restaurateurs and restaurant employees are simply out of work.
Yeah. I mean, there's not one restaurant open. Like, you can't even go to
carry out or delivery.
A lot of places aren't even doing that. I mean, there are a ton of restaurants that are just straight up closed. Like, no delivery, no DoorDash, no nothing.
We tried it for a couple of days, and even though we were getting 40 orders a day, it just simply wasn't enough to merit keeping kitchen staff in the kitchen.
Right, like, because you can't just have one guy in there.
Power on. Yeah. You know, it just even with 40 orders a day, which is a lot, it wasn't enough to merit keeping the place open.
Right, because no one's buying booze from carry out orders.
We were doing carry out wine and beer.
Oh, you were
offered it. Yeah, a lot of places are doing that. in certain places in Maryland, I heard that are doing carry out, you could get a coffee cup with a lid on it full of a martini or a Manhattan or a vodka tonic or whatever you wanted. But
I doubt people. But
that's liquor into the car.
Well, I mean, as long as it's got a container on it anyway. I mean, that's a weird world we're in it right now. And the weirdest thing about it is how it feels like Christmas Day every single day, except nobody's happy or excited and it's not cold out. It's like there's nobody on the streets. There's nobody riding the buses or the metros. There's nobody. Nothing's open. I mean, it's even quieter than Christmas Day. I mean, over the years, I mean, when we were kids, nothing, literally nothing. If you could find anything, a gas station, anything open on Christmas Day, it was a darn near miracle. Now, you know, Starbucks, you know, Target, places like that are going to be open on Christmas Day. You know, the Giant might be open for, you know, 5 or 6 hours, whatever it is. You know, as far as the sports world goes, I mean, I've heard now that things might start to get open a little bit, to use that word. I've heard that the NFL is going to start letting teams go back on the 18th of April, which is, you know, just a few weeks. So
really?
It's three weeks away, almost 4 weeks away, yeah.
I heard it was only a few days ago that all facilities were ordered closed by Commissioner, a.k.a. the Red Hammer, Roger Goodell.
Yeah, so everything is going to get revisited. So any date that you hear is a hope. As far as the sports world goes, we're going to get into that coming up here in a second. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the Olympics and what's closed and what might happen in terms of dates coming up. And then the Redskins, boy, I tell you, the NFL sure has been busy because, hey, they don't have to be anywhere. This all can happen over the phone. That's what's been happening. We'll keep you up to speed on that coming back.
You have questions about the 2020 census, and we have answers. Let's go to caller number one.
Well, what is it?
Good question. It's a simple questionnaire that counts everyone living at your address on April 1st. Next caller?
So why should I take it?
Because it guides how billions in funding gets used each year for things like clinics, fire stations, public transit, and so much more. Caller three, go ahead.
What's it have to do with representation?
Well, your state's population determines the number of seats it has in the U.S. House of Representatives for the next 10 years. Next?
How do you take it?
Just look for an invitation in the mail starting March 2020, then complete it online, by phone, or by mail. Let's go to our final caller.
Is my information safe?
Yes. It can't be shared with anyone. It's the law. Thanks for joining us, and don't forget to shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov.
I think I said a couple of days ago that I just want to pull the covers over my head and listen to the song endlessly until it became true.
Huh. Might be a little while, buddy.
Might be a minute.
That's a long time to hold the covers over your head.
That is too long.
Well, what else is there to do?
Well, let's talk about what is there to do if you're a sports fan. The Olympics just got pushed back a year, basically, is what we're talking about. We're talking about the 2021 Olympics. So it'll be only 1 year.
I'm going to call that canceled.
You're going to call that canceled?
Yeah.
Well, it's if it's canceled, it would never happen. I'm going to go said postponed. This is the first time since World War II, I believe, that the Olympics have been postponed or canceled in this way. And the Masters was also canceled during World War II.
Canceled in 1916 for World War One.
For World War One.
I believe it's called the COVID-19 because it's the 19th strain of it. Correct?
Yeah, something like that. Listen, I'm no. You were going to say something, Matt.
No, it's because I discovered it in 2019. I think that's why.
Oh, okay.
I think. Are you sure?
Also, I was going to say isn't the problem the fear, the overwhelming of the hospitals? You know, so then when you break your arm or you get gun, you know, get a gunshot to the chest, try and go in there and get hooked up. And
as we do,
they don't have a bed for you.
They don't.
Very good point, Matt.
We are now in this place where everything is getting canceled. Every sporting event canceled. Every basketball game canceled. Olympics canceled. You know, opening day canceled. Disc golf. Who cares about disc golf? But it's canceled.
No one.
Nobody cares.
I was actually surprised when you told me today that you were on the subway. I'm surprised they're still running that thing, or buses for that matter.
Well, they have to. Buses and subways have to run, and certain organizations like or certain businesses like supermarkets have to be open. CVS has to be open. Those places cannot close.
Thank
because
God for that.
They provide certain essentials to the populace at large. Anyway. I would love some sports to take away some of this bitterness.
So what, like, how will this go down? I mean, by your thinking, you know, we should not freak out about this so much, get back to normal. But those sports leagues, are they going to have games with no fans for a while? Because they could open the doors.
That might be how they do it at first.
It's too much of a liability, don't you think? As long as this thing can still be transmitted.
Again, you're leading into that, you know, customer is always right mentality. Like, it's a liability. If somebody gets sick, the insurance companies have to pay out. And that's what stadiums have to deal with. And teams, entire teams who are like, well, dude, if one person gets sick because they come to our stadium, they can now sue us.
Exactly. And I'll be that person. Yeah. On day one, I will run in there and rub up on everybody and get it. And then I will sue the NBA. And I'll be happy.
To a game right now. Even if they open today, are you going?
No, but I'd be happy to watch it on television. It'd be better than sitting around playing XCOM all day long.
No kidding.
You know, I'm good at XCOM, but I'm not, you know, I'm not that good. Those guys, those aliens are still whooping my butt every once in a while. And I get laser shots right to the face, and I'm tired of it. I want to watch some sports.
We're a long way from that.
Yeah, well, the only game in town is the Skins. So,
We got a lot of Skins chat.
Let's sink our claws into the one thing that we can really talk about right now, which is, you know, the Redskins and the NFL in general continue unabated because all this stuff can happen without gathering, and so the free agency period has been robust, and the Redskins have certainly been active, to say the very least. I mean, this team is going to look very different next year. I mean, no big signings, but probably, I guess, the biggest one right now would be Kyle Allen as the backup quarterback. Would you not agree with that?
Sure. I think it's a great signing, by the way.
I do too. I mean, what do you like about that kid? Because I have a few things that I will tell you that I like about him. And then what have you seen that from last year? I mean, he only got, you know, 7 or 8 starts.
He had 12 starts.
12 starts, okay.
Which is 3 more than our current starting quarterback has had in his whole life. He also knows the system from Ron Rivera and Scott Turner, who's the offensive coordinator for the Washington Redskins, for those of you who don't know. So he knows their system, and it's going to be a truncated offseason, obviously, even though the draft continues. But even the draft is going to be something like it used to be in the 1970s, where it's just simply something you can follow on the TV, but no one's going to be there. I mean, the draft has become such an event. It's almost like a party, and it was going to be in Las Vegas this year. No,
I know. All the casinos are closed
right now. Yeah.
No How kidding. Is Las Vegas even existing as a city?
Well, they've got some reserves, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they do. But
they got some of my cash out there, you know, hidden under a pillow. So they're going to be okay.
Yeah, but I mean, even so, like, go. I mean, again, it's like you who are making, you know, you are in an iconic watering hole in Georgetown, making, you know, more than a lot of people, you know, who go to work, you know, 9 to 5 every single day and do well.
Yeah.
You make more than that.
$0 per day.
And then you're down to zero overnight, like in the snap of a finger. Yeah. Zero.
This will be the second week that I won't be earning any money.
Well,
that's basically going to put me, I'm not going to say the amount, but if it's thousands behind.
Yeah, well, everybody is like
with,
that. But
with
I mean,
chance of recovering.
With you know, you just have to buckle down and start over again. I mean, and you know, all the sports leagues are kind of like that. I mean, it's literally just overnight just went nothing.
Yeah.
The NFL Crazy. Is the only thing going on, and that's only because, again, you, like you said, I mean, it's so funny. You look at those old clips on NFL news and everything else back in the day when they were doing the draft. Everyone's wearing the, you know, those brown polyester suits with the striped ties and the mustaches and the mutton chops and everything else. And they're just sitting around like a bunch of old tables, like with index cards and like phones with rotary dials. And it's not going to be that far away from that, except, you know, we're going to have laptops and cell phones. But other than that, it's going to be basically the same thing.
Guess what? It's going to go through the roof, TV ratings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adam Schefter came up with a suggestion. He's an NFL insider and reporter.
Oh, I know. I know who Adam Schefter is. He was a Denver He was a Denver beat reporter when I lived in Denver.
Yeah, he's a big friend of Mike Shanahan also, by the way. He suggested that they stretch it out to 7 days, a whole week, and just do each draft round for one night.
That NFL would be dumb not to do that. I mean, that's a way to make some revenue back up. And that's the thing.
That seventh round, are you watching? I mean, what else is there to watch?
I'll watch it. You know why? Because they'll just have highlights that I can watch in between. You know, and it's
the NFL is king. There's no doubt about it. I wish the Redskins were king, but they simply aren't. Should we move on to what's going on in the offseason right now with the Skins?
Yeah, so... Let's talk about quickly what the transactions the Redskins have made. I tell you what, we're going to go to a break here in a minute, but we'll break it down really quickly. Kendra Fuller back from the Chiefs. Trent Williams still on the trading block. Quentin Dunbar traded to the Seattle Seahawks for a fifth-round pick. Then we have also signed Eric Flowers got away from us.
Left. Bummer. He got $8 million from somebody.
That's real money. I don't blame him for taking that.
I don't either.
And then we have a couple of guys, a couple of safeties that have been signed, a linebacker that has been signed, backup linemen that have been signed.
We got all types of stuff going on.
Yeah, and a running back as well in our already crowded running back stable. So we're going to break all of those positions down for you when we return. Stay tuned.
Eyes without a face, eyes without a face, got no human grace. Eyes without a face, such a human waste. Eyes without a face.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Keeping it free form, Bob Carnes here, inviting you to tune in to Cross Culture, from the aleatoric energy of the modern to the tranquil refuge of the ancient, and everything in between. It's the 1,000-year history of what some of us still like to call classical music. That's Cross Culture every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. on Radio Fairfax.
Welcome back, everybody. I would like to say a nice thing about Drew Brees, who has donated $5 million of his own personal money to the state of Louisiana in the light of the coronavirus lockdown. He's a good man, that Drew Brees. He really is. He's a good man. couple other things that do annoy me before we get into the Redskins, I would like to say that I didn't even realize Tom Brady and Tampa Bay were the same initials when he first signed, and now he's trademarking like TB squared or something like that, or TB or something.
Oh, God.
I wonder if like that was not half the reason he signed with them.
Come on.
I don't know. There was an article in the NFL.com.
You know why he signed? Because they gave him a $59 million contract.
Well, there's that, too. And plus, I think he just, you know, he's going to be like, I'll play until you tell me I can't play anymore, because why wouldn't I? And I can understand that. Like, you only get, you know, there's not another career in the NFL later on, like when you turn 60. This is it. You get one chance.
$50 million guaranteed for 2 years. That's a big satchel of cash to walk past on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
You're picking that up.
Bill Gates is even like looking around side to side like, oh, you know what? I'm picking that up. So there was a story in NFL.com about how Ron Rivera said Haskins is the starters so let's not everybody get their, you know, their yoga pants in a twist over that. And there is also a story from Bill Barnwell, who many of you may know, many of you may not. He is a columnist for ESPN. He was one of the founding fathers of the football analytics movement. I think he helped start Pro Football Focus or Pro Football Analytics, some site like that. And he came out and said that the Quentin Dunbar trade only merits a D. And I was wondering what you thought about that, because I thought that was a little bit...
harsh.
Well, it's harsh because they were saying, like, you know, I was surprised they couldn't get more. It's like, well, Quentin Dunbar has not been healthy, and he's a converted wide receiver to cornerback. And even though he's played well and clearly has the athletic ability to do it, I'm just wondering, you know, a backup to that became a starter, that level of player, who has missed half the games over the last 40 or so.
Start from the beginning. First of all, he's an undrafted free agent who is a wide receiver.
That's what I'm saying. He was a wide receiver coming out of college. Yeah.
He was converted to corner and sort of languished on the scout teams and whatnot, and then he finally got a chance to play. Played well when he was available. And he's not, even though, like, he is kind of a playmaker. He's tall, he's lanky, and he seems to be a bit of a ball hawk, but I think he only played in 11 games last year.
Yeah, so he played.
And the year before that, I'm not sure he played that many.
No, he didn't. He only played 7 games the year before that, and he played 11 last year. So again, there you go. That's your problem. 18 games out of 32.
I don't think Rivera was going for it.
Yeah, and this is also.
He wasn't only a malcontent behind closed doors, he was a malcontent on social media, which
he really was.
I can't tell you how much I hate.
And I get that you're trying to get paid and you're only maybe going to get this one time to get your second contract. I mean, I understand that. But, like, being a purposeful jerk towards your previous employer, I mean, what is your next employer going to think of you? Oh, this guy's going to do the exact same thing as soon as things go sour, because that's the kind of guy he is. He's a low-character person. I mean, I don't know that he is, but that's what people automatically assume when they see somebody, you know, behaving this way, whether it's justified or not. And so, in fact, a lot of times you see people who are not justified, they're the ones who act this way. The people who have every justification to act this way are the ones who are quiet and just take it on the chin and do the right thing. So I don't know what Bill Barnwell is thinking. Literally 18 games out of 32 he's played in the last 2 years, and you know, what universe do you get a second or first round pick for a guy like that? You don't. That's a fourth and fifth round pick guy every single year. And
they took that they took that fifth to compensate for the Kyle Allen trade.
And that's fine. I mean, you know, fifth round pick, it's not a throwaway pick. Good players, but there's nothing wrong.
I'm fine with pushing malcontents out the door, and I think Ron Rivera has made that very, very clear. He's not putting up with any BS.
And that's good. He shouldn't, and he won't, because that's just not – he's not the kind of guy he is. Like, he doesn't suffer whiners.
Let's also be clear about this. Quentin Dunbar is not a number one corner. He's a starter. He's a starter in the NFL at corner, but he's not a number one.
No, he's a two or a slot guy.
I don't even know if he can play slot. He's kind of big to play slot, but who knows?
Maybe he always did, though. He played slot early on, and he did pretty well. But anyway, and so did Kendall Fuller is coming back, so they just don't even need Quentin Darnbar anymore. So there's just – that was not a D.
Well, they do need corners.
They do need corners, though. They need one corner coming up in the draft, and I guess we should really talk about their needs coming up when we get into April, which will be in a couple of weeks from now.
23rd is the draft, correct?
Yeah. Who else? Now, we do need to get into Trent Williams, and we will, but he's still on the team, so that's not a free agency. Who else is on your list there that you want to bring up?
Well, I was sort of concocting a timeline last night when we were talking about in the pre-show, chat.
Yep.
And I'm not sure that they're all in chronological order, but I'll just say this. Here's your offseason basically so far. First of all, Jordan Reed, gone. He's now a member also of the Seahawks. Brandon Scherff's been franchised, which right. I know they're hoping to work out a long-term deal with him, maybe back end some of his money. Eric Flowers gone to, I can't remember where he went, but he got a huge contract that we never would have paid him. He got like $8 million.
He got starting right tackle money. And I think that's what whoever signed him actually is going to play him at tackle, not guard.
Oh, God, that would be a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, he clearly showed that he's a guard.
I apologize.
No, go ahead.
I think the biggest thing so far in this offseason has been that we whiffed on Amari Cooper. Because they offered him more money than he accepted to sign back for with the Dallas Cowboys, which was $100 million over 5 years. So $20 million a year, and we offered him more than that. He opted to stay in Dallas.
Huh.
So I think that's where they really put all their eggs in that one basket. And they didn't come up with it. So since then, they've been just signing a bunch of, C-minus and C-plus players to sort of fill out a roster or create competition at certain spots. Like, I don't think any of those deals that they've made, and I can list them all, are guaranteed money, so you're not losing anything. And plus, we've got a lot of cap space. They lowballed Austin Hooper, the tight end from the Falcons.
Well, there I'm going to disagree with you. I can't really disagree with you on Amari Cooper because, I mean, they made their best shot and they gave him, I wouldn't call it a lowball deal, but it's like if you're Amari Cooper
For Hooper?
No, for Amari Cooper.
No, they highballed Cooper. That was clearly their target.
Right, right. Regardless of what I'm saying is that they didn't – he doesn't necessarily want to play for a team that's rebuilding, and clearly the Redskins are in rebuilding mode at the moment. They might surprise some people this year, and I think they actually will. But if you're Amari Cooper and, it's a million here, a million there, over a $90 million deal, you're going to go play with
plus
the...
No state taxes in Texas either.
I didn't even realize that. Yeah, so this is an easy decision for him. I mean, Redskins are not there. Redskins have to be better before they start attracting really high-end free agents. I mean, just because... you can pay them doesn't mean they're going to come here.
They drew a line in the sand with the offer they gave to Hooper, and he signed for more somewhere else. And I'm not mad at that.
No, I'm not either because that guy got overpaid. I mean,
he's overpaid right now as we speak.
Oh yes, absolutely overpaid.
I think that was a smart move not to go. Oh my God, we missed on this one. Let's throw more money at this guy. I think that was very smart not to do that.
Yeah,
I mean, they clearly made that apparent in what their transactions have been over the last week and a half.
I mean, the only reason he's as coveted as he is right now is because the tight end market is just it's an off market both in the draft and free agency, and so he just got paid because there's nobody else. And so it's a mistake to reach for a guy like that. Running backs. Now we got we have Darius Geis. Adrian Peterson is coming back. And then you have Bryce Love coming off his knee injury. So that's a nice three-man stable of running backs that doesn't need anything more.
Two guys have never played. One guy's played four games in the NFL over 2 years. The other guy's never played in the NFL, and Adrian Peterson is 35.
Right.
So they signed these two people, J.D. McKissick from the Lions, who is sort of like a poor man's Chris Thompson, or at least that's the role he'd be thrust into, a third down back. And Peyton Barber, who's, he split carries last year with Ronald Jones in Tampa Bay. I mean, he's certainly no, If he ends up being your opening day starter, we got a big problem.
He's obviously not going to be your opening day starter.
I don't know if either of those guys will make the team, or you know none of these guys have to make the team.
Well, you know, listen, you've got now five running backs, and that's good competition.
Five, that's for sure.
And you know, three or four of them will come out, and it'll be the best three or four. I mean, Darius Geis, gotta give him a chance.
We need to hit on him. He's got to be a productive player.
And he's got to be, because you can see the talent is just exploding off of his body when he runs. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, God, don't hurt his knee. And he hurts his knee every time. Anyway, they also, Redskins did sign Cody Latimer, was a wide receiver for the New York Football Giants. I kind of do like the fact that they signed him, just because I always think it's a good idea to get somebody from your division.
He was drafted as a number two pick by the Denver Broncos a few years ago. But, I mean, do you know anything about him? I didn't know the guy's name.
I had heard of him. I knew, you know, he was just been a disappointment. I mean, I'm looking at his stats right now, 24 receptions and 300 yards. I mean, there are dudes right now, I mean, and I mean this literally, like not figuratively, literally guys bagging groceries who could give you those numbers right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, there are guys who are that talented, who have speed and know how to run routes, who just didn't catch up on the team, and you give them a chance, they'll can give you 24 and 300 right now. No doubt about it. So I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe he's a pro and he acts like a pro.
He's tall. That's his thing.
He's tall.
Big target.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so red zone target. Oh, and like the defenses don't figure that out. You ever hear like, oh, they're going to be looking for Greg Olsen in the end zone because Greg Olsen's tall. Like, yeah, no one on the defense realizes Greg Olsen's tall and that the quarterback will be looking at him because he's tall. It's like the announcers say this. I always find that funny. Like, well, they're going to fool the defense by throwing to a tall guy. Anyway, what else are we doing with the Redskins?
Well, I think it's fair to mention that Monte Nicholson was given his outright release, and I think that was also a character issue. I think they just sort of
which they maybe
should have done even last year when that whole thing came up. Even though he's never been accused of anything, I think it would have been okay to be like, okay, buddy.
Yeah, we sort of know what your lifestyle is now. You've announced it to the entire world through your actions, and you know, you're not an awful human being, but you're not a consummate pro either, are you? Not exactly. Yeah, consummate pro don't leave OD victims in their house and think about whether to call 911 or not. It's not a winning dude.
Also, in direct correlation with Monte Nicholson's release, even though it was done before they signed Sean Davis, famously of the Murray Fighting Frog.
There you go.
Here in Woodley Park, Washington, D.C., and University of Maryland Terrapin. He did not play last year, even though he's been on the Steelers for the last 5 years, 4 years. And I believe that they'll slate him to be, it'll be his job to lose at free safety, is what I'm thinking.
The Redskins also could grab a safety if they do end up trading that pick away.
They have to.
They will. They could certainly. There's a guy from Alabama who's just sitting there waiting to get picked up by the Redskins, because if they do trade back, I mean, they'll have every chance to get him. We'll talk about him and a few other things in the next segment coming back. Stay with us.
Did you know that you can listen to Radio Fairfax on your smartphone, tablet, television, and many more internet-connected devices? Just download the TuneIn Radio app from your device's app store and search for Radio Fairfax. It's just that easy. The TuneIn app is available for iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, Windows Phone, and more. For more information, check out radiofairfax.org.
Join us every week for Let's Just Talk with host Catherine Raker. Let's Just Talk features guests from all over the globe. Catherine's magazine format offers topics that affect people's everyday lives, with the latest information on travel to fashion trends, family issues, to the latest in technological and medical advances. A stimulating but entertaining talk show that both educates and informs listeners. So tune in
Tuesdays at 8 a.m. on Radio Fairfax.
For our troops and their families, the military is more than a career. It's a journey. And every step along the way, the USO is there.
It's an experience that that soldier will never forget. That's what the USO does.
From the time they join to the time they transition out of the military, the USO is there, offering programs and support along the way.
It's way more than a free phone call for us. It's that opportunity to stay mom, and the USO makes it all possible.
Be a part of their journey. Learn more today at USO.org.
Listening to Robin Evan on Native Son DC.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to nothing. Welcome back to not opening day of baseball. Ah, yes, it's not opening day. That is the opening day music, isn't it? Or what is that exactly?
I don't know. Some kind of baseball music. I don't know. It has a name. It has a name.
For the ball game.
But I don't know what it is.
It's like the master, the guy who wrote the Masters, like, hey, can you do something for baseball? He's like, okay.
It would be the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's faster.
I'll play D instead of F sharp.
You go, I'm a musician. Up the tempo, change the key, different song. Anyway.
Question regarding Trent Williams, if we get into it.
Let's get into it.
What about signing Jason Peters and Donald Penn?
I certainly like signing Jason Peters as a stopgap solution.
Yeah, for like $8 million.
Yeah, I can't think of a bad reason.
I'd re-sign Donald Penn too, because Peters has also played guard in his career. Maybe slide him inside and have Penn out. You know, you got some flexibility there.
Yeah, let these guys make as much money as they can towards the end of their
Penn's
career.
Be on the cheap. If you had Jason Peters and Donald Penn, they cost less than what Trent Williams is on to the books this year.
And what
is Trent Williams insane?
I'm starting to wonder. He's clearly misplayed his hand, idiotically.
Is talking for him, and he comes off like worse and worse and worse.
Like every single day. First of all, let's
save it for the segment.
This is the segment. You didn't know we were recording this whole time?
No, I did not.
Oh, you don't hear the music. Sorry. Yes, we've been recording this whole time.
I had no idea. But this guy.
Watch that language, young man.
He might have lost his mind.
He's clear.
And I think this agent, Vincent Taylor, I think he's guilty of malpractice.
If you read the letter that was written, there is so much supposition and innuendo and non-factual poking that it is so unprofessional. It's shocking. Like, I sat there with my jaw dropped. Like, what is this guy doing? Does he have a sign in front of his door? Be an idiot today when you could have been smart. And he hits that like the players in Notre Dame hit that sign. Play like a champion.
Like a champion.
Be an idiot for no apparent reason. That letter was so dumb. And it was like, you know, the Redskins have shown that they'll play certain players this way. Like, no, your entire supposition is based on another player's situation that has nothing to do with your player. You're the agent. You have a player. It's your job to get him employed for the most money he can get. Writing a letter like this doesn't help you. Not to mention the fact that everybody can see right through this letter what it really is that he's getting desperate. He's overplayed his hand.
It's desperate. And, well said.
And now, you know, the music's about to stop and he's not going to have a chair. Because the Redskins,
no kidding.
The Redskins' attitude is like, listen, you're under contract. You're either going to play, or you're not. And the thing you did last year isn't going to work this year because the collective bargaining agreement is different, and he can't get away with the thing that he did last year. So, Redskins have all of the leverage, 100% of it. Trent Williams has zero.
They sure do. I wouldn't take anything less than a two for him right now, and I'd wait till after the draft.
Well, the other thing is that Trent Williams said some, awful, really, like, repugnant, like, nauseating level stuff in that article that came out with Les Carpenter in the Washington Post about whatever it was, a month and a half ago. I mean, he was, like, basically accusing, you know, Bruce Allen of being a racist, even though no one ever accused Bruce of being that before. And he also, he said all sorts of nasty, bitter, sort of like, screw these people anyway kind of comments.
Yeah.
And
this
didn't...
last Salvo, he's fired, has said that he's still a fan of the owner, of Dan Snyder, and wants to somehow be welcomed back into the Ring of Honor at some point. What is he, nuts?
How can you...
That doesn't even make any goddamn sense.
First of all right, you can't want to be in the Ring of Honor and request a trade in the
and
same sentence. That's not going to work. The second thing you can't do is that you absolutely cannot trash an organization the way he trashed the Redskins, even if it's justified, which it really sort of wasn't.
Some of it probably is.
Some of it was, but it's like, again, it's like...
It still comes down to the fact that it was all about money the whole time.
And it was also very disingenuous the way he did it. It's kind of like he was piling on. Like, he knows that the reputation of the Redskins in the general populace is not very good, so he knows that he can trash them in the media, and no one's going to kind of call him out on it, because it's like, well, it's the Redskins, of course, you know, who cares, it's this organization that is always horrible, you know. And so he gets
he's seen in their recent history that squeaky wheels get sent out, and he was hoping that he'd be so squeaky that they'd finally just throw in their cards and, you know, and let him go for a song. But I don't think they should, and I don't think they're going to.
Well, they're not going to now.
I think he's into a come to Jesus moment here.
Listen, he holds, literally, he does not even, when I say the Redskins hold all the cards, literally Trent's not even at the table. He doesn't even get an ante with the way the leverage
is right
now.
It's that close,
I mean, what are you going to do, not play? Okay, that's what your option
sure.
is. Then
Plus
you don't get paid.
He'll be a free agent. He'll have 1 year under his contract for next year and have sat out for 2 years and be 34.
And
his value diminishes on every single day that passes.
Yeah, he's wasting the best years of his life. I mean, that's why he wants to get traded. But just that letter was the worst. That letter would have been something that, you know, 2006 Daniel Snyder would have done. That's what that letter is. 2020 Daniel Snyder has learned something, and he doesn't do stuff like that anymore. But that's a 2006 Daniel Snyder move, is to write a letter like that. To write a stupid letter that everybody can see through, that basically announces you as a crappy person. What's that?
He's trying to pull upon the heartstrings of Snyder and, like, dude, give me a break. Get me out of here. And I still want to be in the Ring of Honor, because, you know, I think that he's sort of looking at Brian Kerrigan and why they didn't get rid of him, which they should have done. They should have gotten rid of everybody.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. I mean,
they should have just simply gotten – I mean, the Redskins are guilty of malpractice as much as anyone, especially under the last regime.
Well,
but today is a different day, and – you're right. You've made a good analogy about the musical chairs thing. The music's gonna stop, and he's not gonna have a chair, and he's gonna have to sit in the corner, and either play for the Redskins. I mean,
they're not gonna cut him. They're not gonna cut him.
He's respected in the locker room, but he's gonna have to play. If he wants to play football, he might have to play for the Washington Redskins. What do you think about that?
I mean, like I said, they're not gonna cut him. The Redskins are in no way, shape, or form gonna cut him.
And they're not gonna take anything less than the number two pick for him. And his demands of he wants $20 million a year, good luck, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Good luck. It's not simply not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. And again, it's all about leverage in these situations. Who has the leverage? Last year, Trent had it. This year,
sure did.
He doesn't have any of it. And again, the collective bargaining agreement was just ratified a week ago. And in that bargaining agreement, I don't understand all the exact language, but the general gist of it is, right, as anybody does, but the general gist of it is that you cannot simply sit out an entire year and get paid, which is what he did last year.
You can't even sit out 5 days of training camp.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore. And so he has no leverage. And when I say none, I mean it's literally none. He has – the only thing that he has is that he's been a good player for a long time for the same team. Yeah. But that's only – all that buys you is goodwill. Doesn't buy you anything in a business negotiation.
Doesn't buy you any favors.
Nope.
He's not going to get overpaid. His agent's trying to overcome the money that they lost last year, which was in excess of $10 million.
It's just dumb. It's just like, listen, man. You're the player, and this is the team, and this is the system. You're not going to beat the system. You're just not. Maybe someday, if you want to beat the system, then
guess
go.
Which way he voted on the new CBA, by the way.
Oh,
no, that was very close. It was like 52-48.
Yeah, I know.
It was really close.
It was. Well, anyway, all I'm saying is that Trent Williams is either going to be the left tackle of the Washington Redskins this year, or the Redskins are going to get exactly what they want from him. I still don't – I mean, I wonder if they have offered Miami I mean, that would be the perfect scenario, offer Trent Williams and the second-round pick, or the second overall pick, and see what they give you. I mean, why wouldn't Miami give you all four of their draft picks? Because then they could get Tua or whoever they or Chase Young, whoever they wanted, and they get a left tackle. I mean,
well, they're going to be in the market for a left tackle no matter what.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Unless they go, which I thought was the unrecorded portion of our conversation, if they go to the Jason Peters / Donald Penn thing, I still think they'd be in a market. They'll still draft a tackle this year. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I would say that they probably will. That's which is another reason why I want to see them draft, because I mean they need a tackle, they need a safety. You know, heck, I wouldn't even mind seeing another. You know, there is a pass rusher that I'm actually absolutely thrilled about, and he's got a funny name, but don't make fun of him, because when you hear this guy's story, you'll feel embarrassed that you ever made fun of his name. But his name is Yeter Gross Matos. He plays defensive end for the Penn State Nittany Lions, and his father rescued him from drowning. From the Chesapeake Bay when he was a kid, and his father drowned in the process when he was 1.5 years old. And then he saw his brother at the age of like 7 or 8 get hit by a bolt of lightning, and literally the kid exploded. I mean, exploded right in front of his face. That's what this kid has been through. And he needs football as therapy in a way that nobody else does, and he's got this amazing story, and he's just an incredible guy. I would love to see this guy in burgundy and gold, because that's character right there.
So you said Chesapeake Bay. That means he's a local kid?
He's a local from Calvert County, Maryland. Yep, from down by Solomon's Island. Yeah, anyway, we have another 5 or 6 minutes to go, so we're going to take a quick break and then wrap it up. Quick thing on the Redskins, and then what to expect with the corona coming up. Stay tuned.
Introducing the YMCA. Sure, you know the Y for a swim or a game of hoops, but we're more than that. We're a cause. When you take a jump shot at the Y, someone else is getting job training. Practice yoga as a teen practices her leadership skills. We give people of all ages, incomes, and backgrounds a chance to learn, grow, and thrive. So while you might think of the Y as the place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. That's the Y. We're so much more. Visit ymca.net/more.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
When Jim Morrison would perform this live, he had a few lines about his parents that he threw in with this song.
Just trying to end the show on a high note.
Yeah, you don't see people do that anymore. You know, Jim Morrison is a person who's not aged well throughout history. His reputation has not.
He was arrested during that show, or one of the shows. He did that in Florida, and they didn't go for it. They put him in jail.
Yeah, because I think he said, "Mother, I wanna you." Yeah, that's what he said. Anyway, Redskins have had a ton of transactions. Let's go through them quickly, and I'm going to get your opinion on them, like yay or nay, like it, don't like it. Got to be quick. We're going rapid fire. We got about 5 or 6 minutes to go here. All right. Running backs signed literally, you know, within the last 24 hours, Peyton Barber and J.D. McKissic. We've touched on them briefly. That's just competition for the three guys that we have, correct?
Correct.
All right. Yesterday, they re-signed linebacker Nate Orchard to a new deal, as well as linebacker Thomas Davis Sr., who you touched on briefly, and offensive tackle Jeremy Vinovich. How do you pronounce
it? I'm cool with Thomas Davis.
How do you pronounce his last name? V-U-J-N-O-V-I-C-H. Vujnovic?
I don't know.
I guess. Anyway.
When we used to play the word game, there was a word, Elisabonovic?
Elisabonovic. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. They got Kyle Allen the day before that, and then they were very busy on over the weekend. Re-signed Caleb Brantley, tight end Logan Thomas. I guess they really like tight ends.
Formerly
Logan.
A quarterback at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, who might actually end up being kind of good. And there's another quarterback or basketball player turned tight end in the draft who I think is an interesting prospect. And I will his first name is Hunter as well. So we'll get to that next week or 2 weeks from now. Sean Davis was a safety that they signed. He's definitely a backup guy who may have earned his way into a starting spot. We'll see.
I don't know. If he's healthy, he might be a starter. Plus, you got to love he went to the Murray. He was a Murray Frog.
He was a Murray Frog. You gotta love that. Cody Sensabaugh. He's been around for a little while. And then there's
they signed him.
I'm sorry, they released him. They had signed him briefly, and then they released him. So they released him along with Monte Mickelson and a bunch of other people that we've never heard of. They've also signed John Bostic. I mean, I think we're pretty set at the linebacker position.
I don't think so. Go ahead.
Guard Wes Schweltzer was signed along with Kendall Fuller on the 21st. That's basically your big ones. Obviously, they released Jordan Reed. Now, Reuben Foster's coming back. That's a good point. Matt Yancey just pointed that out. Reuben Foster. So I like their linebacker. They've got a nice stable. Nobody great, but a nice stable of linebackers.
I still think Ryan Anderson is a middle linebacker.
You're going to say that every time. That's D. Rigueur, right along with Matt Yancey mentioning LaVisca Chenault somehow, some way.
The best.
Yes.
About to shock the world.
Yeah. So the only sporting events coming up for locally are, we're going to assume that the baseball season will start at some point in time in summer. Is that the next local D.C. sporting event that we can look forward to?
May 15th is the earliest
May 15th.
The commissioner.
Okay. I guess that's really all we have until the draft. Now, we have done one thing before, and that I'd like to end the show off with, and that is since we've mentioned disc golf twice already in the show, I would like to do something, since the Redskins have signed so many players, made so many transactions, a little something we call, is it a Washington Redskin or disc golfer? Okay. And so I'm just going to give you a name of somebody that could be a Washington Redskin.
If it's the Redskin, has he ever participated in an actual NFL game?
He's currently listed on the roster. That's all I can give you. All right?
That's good enough.
Okay. Yep. that works for you. All right.
It's going to have to.
All right. Let's start with... I'm going to go with Ryan B.
Spell his last name?
B-E-E, as in Samantha B.
Ryan B., he's a disc golfer.
He is a football player, sir. He is a defensive lineman, 6'7", 280 pounds, out of Marshall.
Really? He's on the Redskins?
He is currently on the Redskins roster. Yes, he is.
Jesus. He's never played in the game.
No, I'm saying he's on the current roster. That's all it is. That's what your criteria is.
Ryan B.?
There's a guy named Ryan B., who's on a reserves futures contract with the Redskins currently.
Okay, that's a good one.
Let's see. Cale LaVisca.
Who?
Cale LaVisca.
That ain't no disc golfer.
That's a disc golfer.
No way.
That is a disc golfer. There's a guy named, there's a disc golfer named Cale LaVisca or LaVisca. I don't know how to pronounce his name. All right. Here we go. Calvin Heimberg.
That's a disc golfer.
That is a disc golfer. He actually has won. He's won like the only tournament so far this year.
Sweet.
Okay. Emerson Keith.
I'll say that's a Redskin.
That is also a disc golfer. Not to be confused with Keith Emerson.
I just didn't think you'd do three in a row.
I know, that's why I got you on the, So now you know this one is a Redskins, but I'll give it to you anyway. Josh Woodrum.
Well, since you told me, I'll say it's a Redskins.
Yeah, he's in fact number six.
Is he a defensive back, right?
No, he's a quarterback, actually. He's a 6'3 quarterback out of Liberty.
Interesting. Where is Liberty? Is that in Illinois?
Matt.
That's Virginia.
Oh, is it?
Isn't that Jerry Falwell? It's Jerry Falwell U.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
You're right. It's in Lynchburg, Virginia. You are correct, sir.
They have a hoop program now, I think.
Yeah, you are correct, sir. That is, in fact, Liberty University has over 600 degrees, blah, blah, blah. Yep, you are correct. That is exactly where it is in Blacksburg, Virginia.
I could have played quarterback at Liberty.
You might have been able to.
I'm not kidding.
Continue. JoJo Wicker.
Disc golfer.
Football player. Defensive lineman. Arizona JoJo. State.
I should have known better, but I went the other way.
Keith Tobridge.
Disc golfer.
Tight end from Louisville. You're Ofer. except for Calvin Heimberg. That's the only disc golfer.
I'm just going all disc golfer. If I don't know the name, I'm going disc golfer.
Okay. One last one. Paul McBeth.
Disc golfer.
He's the best disc golfer in the world. The Michael Jordan of disc golf.
I remember you saying that name.
Paul McBeth. Anyway, that is all the time we have for this Corona Wednesday or Thursday.
Thursday.
So we are going to.
Any day.
We're going to sign off now and hope things get better, folks. Keep on, carry on, stay safe, and love thy neighbor. Stay careful.
Let's give one shout out to our missing native son, Mr. Felix Sambuccino.
Felix,
who hopefully will get to call in for next week, and also one Mitch Resnick from the UK.
The UK.
Or
we're
living
have
in the UK.
Both those guys next time. So
let's
tune in then.
So.
Take care, everybody.
Shape me again. I hope that you haven't been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good. I wish I could get the message over to you now.